Listening Library presents The Virtue of Sin by Shannon Shuren. Read for you by Aaron Spencer and Kirby Hayborn. For every woman who has ever felt like she doesn't have a voice. Chapter 1. Miriam. But because of the temptation to sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife, and each woman her own husband. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 2. The girls never get a choice. Recite your prayers, report for lessons, respect your elders. Do unto others and as you are told. Keep your hair tidy and your thoughts to yourself. There is no choosing. Not of intentions, not of words, not of spouses. This has always been our way in New Jerusalem. 16 years ago, my father chose my mother at the first matrimony, on a spring night just like this, where the elders were paired as husband and wife. I know this because it's part of our community's historical record, not because they told me. My parents would never speak of anything so personal. That's between them and God. Well, and Daniel. Even now, as my mother and I swelter in the communal kitchen to finish last-minute preparations for tonight's feast, I know that whatever questions I have about tonight will go unanswered. I know only this. At some point during the night, one of the boys will call my name, announcing our union. That will be my cue to leave the bonfire and head toward the opening of the lava caves at the foot of the mountain.